while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The investigation continues into a deadly weekend house fire in South Minneapolis. Snow is in our forecast later this week, and a holiday break may be the reset needed for state lawmakers in St. Paul. But first, the Minnesota State Patrol reporting that two people are dead and two children badly injured in a crash in Park Rapids.
It happened around 8:15 last night on Highway 71 near Elbert Avenue South. A northbound truck crossed the center line and hit another vehicle head-on. The truck's driver, 45-year-old Bradley Hayes of Park Rapids, died. A 5-year-old boy inside the truck suffered non-life-threatening injuries. 39-year-old Kimberly Reif of Park Rapids was driving the other vehicle and also died. A 13-year-old girl inside that vehicle suffered life-threatening injuries. Investigators believe Hayes may have been drinking alcohol before the crash.
That's WCCO's Laura Oakes reporting. The investigation continues into a deadly weekend house fire in South Minneapolis that claimed one man's life. It happened Saturday afternoon at a home in the 2000 block of 28th Avenue in the Seward neighborhood. Crews reported smoke coming from the second floor when they arrived on the scene and neighbors telling them that somebody may be trapped inside. After about 40 minutes, the flames were extinguished. It's then they were able to find the deceased man on the second floor. No other injuries were reported. A holiday break may be the needed reset for state lawmakers. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sokar he's hopeful meaningful work can get done despite many differences between both parties.
I'm hopeful that we can still get to the end of session and put together a package that the Minnesotans are going to really appreciate. We've got a number of ideas from Republican side. It seems like the Democrats are kind of going the same route that they have been for the last few years.
Lawmakers have until May 18th to get their work done. A decision to extend the city of St. Paul's pre-eviction notice period now rests in the hands of Mayor Cully Herr. The city council last week unanimously approved extending the period to 60 days. Mayor Herr tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sokar that she's weighing several different factors.
There is quite a bit more that maybe I might weigh versus someone who might, our city council members who might only have access to some of the information. And so, I applaud them for taking a hard step and making sure that communities are protected.
If approved, the extension would begin May 14th through the end of the year. Minnesota Congresswoman and U.S. Senate candidate Angie Craig says she regrets being among nearly four dozen Democrats who voted for the so-called Laken Riley Act last year, which mandates that undocumented workers be held in custody for theft-related crimes pending any criminal proceedings, even when there's not been a conviction. Craig talked with WCCO-TV.
It didn't matter to me that they're actually not using that act or that authority. I realized, standing in front of the Whipple Detention Center, looking at semi-automatic weapons, that voting to give Trump's ICE any additional authority was a mistake, and I regret it.
Craig has backed away from her support of the bill in the midst of a heated campaign for U.S. Senate between she and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, who has a small lead in the polls. The 2026 DFL State Convention will be held beginning May 29th, in Rochester. We're expecting temperatures in the low 70s today before more snow hits our forecast later this week. We're hoping it won't amount to much. Throughout the year, lots of trash accumulates along the shoulders and in the medians of our freeways. Now that the snow is cleared, for the most part anyway, MnDOT can begin their spring cleanup using maintenance workers, hired contractors, and volunteers from the Adopt-a-Highway program. MnDOT's Ann Meyer.
If you're an Adopt-a-Highway volunteer, you just leave the collected bags in that section, notify our office, and then our crews actually pick up and dispose of the trash that's out there. Because some items, may be hazardous or maybe too large to really remove, and we've got some safety advice to really identify what volunteers should be looking out for, what they should avoid, and how they can identify that to us.
It's unclear how the snow headed for Minnesota this week will impact their efforts. A legend in the world of collegiate wrestling has died. The University of Minnesota announcing yesterday that Jay Robinson, who coached the Gophers for more than 30 years, passed away at his home in Southern California at the age of 79. During his time at the U, which spanned from 1986 to 2016, Robinson's teams won 3 national championships, while he was named National Coach of the Year the same number of times. A collegiate wrestler at Oklahoma State, Robinson represented the United States at the 1972 Olympics in Munich. He also served as an Army Ranger in the Vietnam War. Finally, hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans turned out over the weekend to voice their opposition to President Trump and his policies. State Patrol estimates put the flagship No Kings rally in St. Paul at nearly 100,000 people. It was perhaps the largest of more than 3,100 events across the country in 50 states. Among the speakers in St. Paul, Governor Tim Walz.
At this moment that we are still in, when democracy itself seems to be at risk, it was Minnesota who said, not on our watch, not on our watch.
Bruce Springsteen appeared at the St. Paul rally and performed his song Streets of Minneapolis, which he wrote after federal immigration officers fatally shot Minnesota residents Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.